Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Tell me about being back in uniform, putting on the Cardinal uniform, and not doing it in fantasy camp, but having a role with the team. What has this been like for you?
It's been absolutely great. You know, I feel like the game is changing, and it's one thing to watch it from the booth, but it's a completely different thing to get down there close to it and see, you know, how these guys are going about it, how it's changed a little bit, how they're using the analytics, what they're trying to do, how they're trying to execute. It's been pretty neat. And I got to say, I'm a big fan of some of the analytics stuff that that they're doing. It just seems like, you know, one thing, in for example, you know, when you're going really well, you know, they have the ability now to kind of measure where you are as far as your swing path and your posture and all these things. So when you get out of whack, you know, you can jump back in there, go look at those measurements, see if something's moved. I think it's a really neat way to just have maintenance for your swing and be able to go back and check that instead of wondering or guessing now, because, you know, everything is measurable.
Try to explain it to a fan. How do they do that? Is it something on their chest? Is it on the knob of the bat? How are they able to do that for a hitter?
Yeah, so they have blast motion, which is a, you know, a little piece that goes on the end of the bat. And then they have something that's called a K-vest. And then along with that, there's a little piece that goes around your wrist. So they take that while you're working through your swing, and whether you're doing T work or some front toss, and they're able to measure everything, you know, just it's really neat. I just remember back when I was a player and stretches where I had really hot stretches and I felt like I was seeing the ball unbelievable, you know, just had an unbelievable week. And then, you know, the next week comes and all of a sudden you're just not seeing it as well. And it's hard to get back. And, you know, for a hitter, you're using all your keys and your load and things that I thought I was doing exactly the week before, but it just wasn't the same. I wasn't able to see the ball. And I look at it and think, man, you know, this is something that really could have helped, because, you know, you're able to see maybe your bat angle got a little bit off and how you were coming into the zone with the bat. And to be able to go back and look at something like that, I think, you know, instead of going 0 for 30 or having a bad stretch like that, you might be able to correct it a lot faster.
Sure. How about Mike Shield? What's been your impression of being around Mike and his staff, and it's a big camp, you know, you got over 70 guys. So how he's run the camp and just being around him day to day and the staff, what are your impressions?
I've been amazed. I feel like their attention to detail, the way they go about it, you know, it's a different scene as far as when I came up and you were a young guy, you were to be seen and not heard, you know, but nobody really wanted your opinion. You weren't allowed to talk. I think what Mike Shilt and the staff has created is that the young guys are allowed to talk and they're allowed to have opinions and they talk about plays and what positions they should be in. And I feel like it gives those young guys ownership of it and allows them also to feel like they're a part of the team. And for me, that's a big deal, because once again, I look back at my career when I was young and how it was. You weren't allowed to talk or have an opinion. And he listens to those guys. So I think he's amazing. I think I would have flourished as a player under what he's created, and it's just neat to be a part of it and see how the Cardinals are going about it.
I hear from the players all the time. They love ball talk. They love it. It's there every day. It's exposing the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever. But everybody gets it out there and they talk the game of baseball, which is something I think that, you know, at fantasy camp, you know, you'd always hear those guys from the 80s and the 70s and the 60s. They say, well, after a game, we'd stick around, have a couple beers and talk about what happened in the game, break it down. That doesn't happen anymore. So this is kind of bringing that back in just a different version of it, which I think is good.
There's no doubt. For me, Daryl Kyle, when I came up, he was that guy who took me under his wing. And no matter what kind of start he had, good or bad, he would watch my start pitch by pitch. And then the next day we would talk about it. Hey, why did you do that? Why did you do that in that situation? Were you thinking this? What were you trying to do? This is what, this is what the hitter was trying to do. And I learned so much that way. And you're exactly right, because that's what they're doing. Now the whole team is talking about it. And you're able to hear what Goldschmidt thought about it and what Carpenter thought about it, Molina thought about it, right? And all these little nuggets of information that you can pick up as a young player is unbelievable. I mean, it's the best baseball meeting that I've ever seen.
Is that right? And they were doing that daily too. I mean, that's something that's going on every single day, which is something I think the players appreciate.
I agree, because I look at it from this, I think there's a lot of ways to look at this, but from another standpoint, you know, sometimes as a player, if you go out and you make an error and you make a bad play and you just kind of lose your confidence a little bit, you're not feeling it well. Let's say I'm in the outfield and I drop a ball and I'm not seeing it that well out there. And all of a sudden you're kind of looking around, you know, is everybody mad at me? Did it cost the game? And the next day, if we're able to sit down and talk about it collectively as a team, you're just able to get it out there. And I feel like that can just help you get past it and get you back on track. Everybody understands. But I think just from all ways, it's a very positive thing.
We all had a Ricky and Keel, Chris Carpenter, myself. We were in a hallway in a couple of days ago, I guess it was, in at Roger Dean. And both you guys, something stuck out in that conversation. You guys, man, this team's got so much stinking young talent. There is a lot of young talent coming. We may not see it in the big leagues this year, Rick, but you're down there. You're roaming the fields. There is some good young talent, both pitching and from player position-wise, isn't there?
It's unbelievable the depth we have, and they're hungry. And I feel like the culture that we have created, that they have created, is just, you know, it allows these guys to get there and be successful because of the way things are ran. But you're exactly right. I mean, look at how big and strong these guys are, and you're looking at the information that they're getting. One thing that's been interesting to me too is there is so much information out there, whether it's on the hitting side or the pitching side. But it seems like the younger guys are used to getting that much information, and you can watch them go use it and implement it into their game to make them better and not get overwhelmed by it.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at HotShotsNet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
That's the next thing. Is there too much, or is there a guy there that's able to kind of help them? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's Carp. Maybe it's somebody else that says, okay, here's what the information is saying. I understand it. Looks like it's a, you know, 12-chapter book. But here, let's break it down, and this is what we can do for you to simplify it. How are they doing that?
I think they're smart about it, and they're asking the guys, do you want this information? It's here if you want it. We're not going to force it on you. And so the guys that do want it, they get it, and the guys that want to keep it a little bit more simple, they keep it simple for them. And I think, you know, that's important too. You want to understand how each guy learns and how each guy wants to go about it, and they do just a great job of that.
As you're figuring out your role, are you leaning more towards the pitching side or the hitting side or the fielding side? You can do it all. So what do you like?
That's a great question. I like it all. I really do. And I think with all of it comes the mental side of the thing. And for me, I think having spent so much time with my mentor, Harvey Dorfman, who really helped me through all the throwing issues and taught me, you know, positive self-talk and how to coach myself in situations, how to not pay attention to the distractions. For me, it all kind of coincides. I mean, I love helping guys with the outfield. I love helping with the hitting. I love helping with the pitching. But I like helping with the mental side of things too. Like, what were you thinking right there? You know, how did you handle that? It's not what, you know, a big one for me, it's not what happens to you out there, but how you respond to it. And that's mentally, physically, you know, how you get into the next play. So it's been a neat experience all the way around.
In terms of what you've seen on the field, who has caught your attention of anybody pitching, hitting, you know, what they're doing on the field? Who's caught your attention?
I mean, I think this is an easy one, but Dylan Carlson.
Yeah.
You know, our prospects, you go Nolan Gorman too, but watching Dylan Carlson, you know, it's funny. The first day I watched him in the cage is right. The way he stays through the ball, he stays through it so long. It reminded me of Mark McGwire. I'm not saying it's Mark McGwire power because he's an outlier, right? But the way that his bat path gets into the zone and stays through it so long, it reminded me of Mark. It made me start laughing. But, you know, you're talking about a kid that can hit from both sides. He seems really grounded. He's young, but he understands how good he is. He's been really, really fun to watch.
How about pitching-wise? There's a lot of young talent. I've been talking about Cody Whitley, Johan Oviedo, obviously Matthew Libitor. Looks pretty good, even though he got roughed up in an outing. But the talent on the pitching side, who's caught your attention there?
For me, I mean, Libitor obviously stands out. Look, he's a high school kid. He's left-handed, you know, big, good curveball, throws hard. I mean, kind of reminds me of me when I was young. Love watching him pitch. Oviedo, I love the stuff that I've seen from him. It seems like it's the amount of talent we have down there. It just seems like it's not stopping. And these guys, they really seem like they're feeding off of each other. One thing that I thought was really good is when I've been in the dugout, is the amount of baseball these guys are talking, right? They're not in there talking about something else. They're all watching, whether they're next to Wainwright or next to me or next to, you know, whoever's in there, but they're all talking baseball, trying to learn, and that is how you get better.
What are you going to do this summer outside of working with knuckleheads at Fox Sports Midwest like me? What else are you going to be doing? What's going to keep you busy and keep you around the game?
Well, I have my kids that keep me around the game, just coaching them. They're 7 and 9, but I'm hoping here that I can do some stuff with ESPN. Maybe on the radio side, and then see if I can get some stuff, just pop in over here at Palm Beach and help these guys as much as possible. I live down here in Jupiter, so to pop over this complex is, you know, pretty easy for me. So we'll have our A-ball team and extended, you know, and the rehab guys. So I'm hoping that, you know, they'll allow me to pop down here and just, you know, be around and help these guys, be a soundboard and, you know, advice for anything that they're going through.
You know, is this the path you think you've kind of figured out? I know you love to stay busy. I know you love to work. You love to be around the game. Is this kind of helping you figure out exactly maybe what you want to do going forward?
I think so. You know, it's almost, you know, I'll relate it to playing. It's about finding your routine. You nailed it when you said staying busy. For me, I love the routine. I love being busy. Something to look forward to every day. And you know, as this role, as being a former player and now being someone that's helping the younger players, it's pretty gratifying to know that you can just be there for them as a mentor and, you know, hey, you're going to be fine, or stay right there, everything's good, whatever it may be. But it feels good to give back.
You're the best, my man. Thanks for doing this, and we'll catch up at the ballpark soon.
Sounds good.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.